Well, it has two parts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him to write it, and it has two parts. They're both actually quite similar. The first part is to establish what's the who's the highest grade devotee, and Narada Muni is the hero or the main player, and he meets different grades of devotees from, or not from, but going through devotees like Hanuman and the Pandavas, and ultimately the Vrijavasis and the Gopis being the topmost. And the second part is a completely different story, and it's about Gopakumar. And Gopakumar is a little cowherd boy who was born in Vrindavan, Govardhan area, who just happens to meet a very exalted Vaishnava. And by that meeting, he gets initiated, and he's given the Gopal mantra, similar to the Gopal mantra that we chant, not exactly the same. And he begins to chant that, and by chanting that mantra, he begins sort of his quest for perfection. And that's what it's about. It's about, that's what we're about here also. It's a historical event. It's not made up. It's not a novel. Gopakumar was a real person. And his history was revealed to Sanatana Goswami. So it's actually revelation by Jamnandjaya, revealed this to Sanatana Goswami. And so he wrote it down, and interestingly enough, he wrote his own commentary to it as well. And by chanting his mantra, then Gopakumar, he attains different types of perfection. He's very unknowledgeable. He doesn't really actually know anything about devotional service. He has this mantra, and he has faith in his mantra on the basis of the contact and association he's had with his guru, who's a mysterious person who just sometimes appears and other times just disappears. And so he chants, and he gets different positions on this planet. He goes and attains different types of perfection. He even becomes a Brahma at one point. And he keeps going higher and higher. He goes to Tapaloka, and he goes to Brahmaloka, then he goes to Brahmajyoti, then he goes to Mara Kahalashwar. And then he's almost on his way to Kailash. He actually meets Lord Shiva, or rather Lord Shiva meets him. And at that time, he also sees some Vaikuntha Dutas. And the Vaikuntha Dutas start to instruct him in devotional service. Of course, he's learned a lot of things up to now, but he still actually doesn't systematically practice Nava Anga Bhakti. And his mood of chanting his mantra, and of course Gopal mantra is like someone's telephone. Gopal mantra is really just the names of Krishna. So he's chanting Hare Krishna. Not chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but he's chanting Krishna's names. So when he meets the Vaikuntha Dutas, Vaikuntha Dutas start to really explain to him the process of Sankirtan, and it's a wonderful exposition. The second part is in seven chapters, and that seven chapters is about 1,800 pages long, so they're really long chapters. And this chapter is mostly just all about Sankirtan, about how to chant Hare Krishna. And the Vaikuntha Gurus explain why chanting the Lord's names is actually the topmost, not only the topmost method to attain perfection, but it's the topmost expression of perfection. So that when devotees, they explain how prema and sankirtan are synonymous. You attain prema by sankirtan, and when you've attained prema, your most natural inclination is to chant Krishna's names. And what they tell Gopakumar, they say, this is as far as you go. The way you're chanting your mantra, you can't get further than this. This is the abode of liberation. That's as far as you get. So if you want to get any further, you're going to have to change how you chant. And you're going to have to start to chant not out of just a sense of duty, not because you just have faith in your mantra and your guru, but you actually have to start to chant with feeling. And you have to know why you're chanting also. And that was one of the reasons why they actually gave him all that in-depth knowledge. He says, technically, you could go as far as Vaikuntha, but you're not going to be happy there anyway, because that's not where you want to go. You're looking for Gopa. And although, actually, he does end up going to Vaikuntha later on, but he's not satisfied there either. He's chanting the Gopa mantra. He's a cowherd boy. He's looking for Gopal. And Gopal he's only going to find in Goloka. So they say, so you could go to Vaikuntha, but actually you're better off. You just go back to earth. You go back to Vrindavan, because that's the best place to chant Hare Krishna. There's better chanting there. That atmosphere, that mood is most conducive. And so he did come back, and when he came back, having received that knowledge, and again he meets his spiritual master, again his spiritual master just appears, and gives him more detailed instructions now on actually the techniques of chanting and what's behind actually the mantra. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains in this Harinam Chintamani, which is, from the academics' point of view, they make a controversy out of the fact that it actually is not a historical narration, but that it's something which is sort of fabricated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But then that's how academics often look at things. And they don't. For them, revelation isn't a objective scientific method of approaching something. But there is that which is a discussion between Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Harinam Chintamani, about the glories of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur says that unless one has Sambandha Gyan, unless one knows, you know, Sambandha, Avideya, Prandrayojan. Sambandha means what is actually the relationship. What is our relationship with the holy name? Avideya, what is actually the method of chanting holy name? He says one actually can't get off the stage of Nam Aparad. Or maximum, if he's a very pious person, then he'll chant Namabhas, but he cannot actually get beyond that. So as Krishna says, bahavo jnana tapasa putramad bhava magata. By knowledge of me, people have attained love for me. That's why Prabhupada gave us all these books, so that we would have knowledge of Krishna. And in the 10th chapter, Krishna also says, Janati Purushottanam. Those who know about my opulence and splendor, they engage in my devotional service. In other words, knowing about Krishna inspires us to serve Krishna. And according to the quality and the depth of knowledge that we get, that proportionately changes our consciousness and our motivation for service, which then makes service that we do of a different quality, the chanting that we do of a different quality. So that's what Gop Kumar did do. And then he actually became qualified siddha. And it's very interesting that even though he attained prema, he came to the stage of prema, he went to Vaikuntha, and there he stayed with Lord Narayan, but he wasn't satisfied even being with Lord Narayan, because he was looking for Gopal. And even sometimes Lord Narayan would manifest a form like that of Krishna, but it was different. It was different because it was Lord Narayan being Krishna instead of Krishna being Krishna. And there's a difference. So it's very interesting. That whole progression is there. The whole book really is all about how to chant your mantra. This is actually a Diksha mantra, which is somewhat different than the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. But ultimately, because it's Namatmaka. Namatmaka means it's comprised of Krishna's names. Therefore, the principle is the same. Just like Brahman initiated devotees, chant Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri, these are all Namatmaka. Same thing, Gora mantra. So they're made of the names of the Lord, and when you're chanting them, you're doing Sankirtan. And of course, how we do Sankirtan, is what we're saying, the quality or the nature of our Sankirtan gives us a different destination. So yanti devam pita devam pritin yanti pritin bhutaha. So Krishna says the same thing. According to what you worship, that's the type of destination that you get. And then Gop Kumar, interestingly, he does this in the same body. And at one particular point, his body becomes spiritual or transcendental. He says, my body transformed into spiritual substance. He looked the same, but he became completely spiritual. And then ultimately he attained perfection, and then he attained his swarup. He had a spiritual body, but actually he didn't know who he was. But finally he got to the spiritual world, then he was instructed that your name is Swarup, you're Sridham's younger brother, and so on, and then he entered into Krishna's Leela. And how he comes back to Godhead, I'm just looking around, but it's not here. How he comes back to Godhead is a very beautiful, beautiful thing. And if I had a Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I have it on my computer, then I'd read actually, for instance, when Gop Kumar first comes to Vaikuntha, and he first comes and meets Lord Narayan, and how Lord Narayan actually greets him. It's very, very, very wonderful. And I don't want to paraphrase it because I just spoil it, but it really expresses what, in effect, what the Lord is saying is that I've been waiting for so long, I've been so unfortunate to miss your company, and you've neglected me, and now I'm finally so lucky that you've decided to pay attention to me and come back. Like Prabhupada said, Krishna wants us more than we want him. In fact, if it wasn't for the rain, then we may be quite happy here in Giglin. In fact, you'd be happy in a place called Giglin. Sounds like something out of the Lord of Rings or something. I didn't see any movie. But in my youth, I read all the books.